The manifold changes that have happened of late, to the rich and the poor, to the church and the state, to princes, plebeians, to peasants and peers, within the circumference of 20 years, may teach us to see in every degree there's nothing as certain but uncertainty. For who would have thought in the time of the war the High Court of Justice should come to the bar? No power but the High Court of Heaven could tell what fate should befall to that High Court of Hell. Hugh Peters, Hugh Hewson, Cook, Carew, and Scott, Tom Harrison, Hacker, and Jones had forgot. As now it appears, in these latter years, God's High Court of Justice had overcome theirs. In spite of rebellion, plots, plunder, and war, their High Court of Justice is brought to the bar. What villains but they could have sentenced a king, in whom all the graces of princes did spring? Their hearts are more hard than barbarians are, to bring such a prince from the throne to the bar. All monarch that meant all love and content unto the church and the state and parliament, which they did cut off by a council of war, but now their high court is brought down to the bar. It was a great sin against their conscience, I'm sure, that no law or gospel could ever endure. Although with a color of pureness they hid it, and under the mask of religion they hid it. Jack Hewson and Jones, St. Hugh and his bones, to be the king's judges did sit upon thrones. But now they are coupled like slaves as they are, and their High Court of Justice is brought to the bar. They set up a new law for to murder him, but 'tis a good old law that shall hang up them. These brave men of war and bold champions must now in Middlesex Fort make a new rendezvous. Like rogues they must rally, and from Newgate sally unto the said Sessions House in the Old Bailey, and there to be tried as all murderers are, for the High Court of Justice is brought to the bar. Their many successes and victories got upon the poor English, the Irish, and Scot, persuaded them that they should live with their treasure in freedom and safety, in plenty and pleasure, that they could not fall from places so tall because they had gotten the devil and all. But now they do find that in spite of the war their High Court of Justice is brought to the bar. Your sectaries that did all fight for goods renounce all your actions and leave you with suds. Your fasting and praying on other men's lands have brought to your necks under the hangman's commands. The people do moan, the gallows doth groan, till you have ascended the three-legged throne, where you shall be mounted as murderers are, whose High Court of Justice is brought to the bar. Hugh Peters lies terribly under the lash. He now must forsake both the world and the flesh, his mistress, and he must be parted, and then the butcher may have his own brindle again. The gentleman you did call Full Good Hugh at this time may question you, who's the fool now? Such politic knaves the greatest fools are, when High Court of Justice is brought to the bar. When you flattered Oliver up in his sin, you did not suppose that the king would come in. When you made religion your bawd and your punk, you scarce thought upon the Lord General Monk. When for wedding rings you fought against kings, you little did think to be hanged in the strings. From henceforth let all politicians beware, their High Court of Justice will come to the bar. They say Hewson's taken, I wish it be true. He was a bold knave, give the devil his due. The three-cornered shop stall he now must ascend, where Dunn will prepare him a cobbler's end. He rose up in haste, but falls down as fast, and now the blind cobbler will lose all at last. For such hasty risers their punishment are, when high courts of justice are brought to the bar. Bold Harrison, as the wild rumor doth run, will justify this bloody fact he hath done. But let him take heed, lest for such a great slaughter his soul meet in high court of justice hereafter, a court that controls. I pity their souls, and shall pray for them when St. Pulchre's bells tolls. God's middle courts of mercy for penitents are, when high court of justice is brought to the bar. I wish they had never deserved this trial, but bathing their guilty hands in the blood royal, I grieved when his majesty lost his dear breath, more than I shall joy at his murderer's death. God bless our good king, from treason foul spring, and give him those joys, they are everlasting. Rejoice and be glad all that innocent are, for the High Court of Justice is brought to the bar.